The Central California town of Paso Robles is struggling to get back to normal after this week's 6.5 magnitude earthquake. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday visited the area, which was hardest hit. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
The town of Paso Robles has been working for more than a decade to revitalize its downtown as a commercial center. By all accounts, the effort was a success, with the town's 19th century clock tower as a centerpiece. But that changed suddenly on Monday when the earth started shaking and the tower tumbled into the street along with portions of several other buildings. Two women were killed. Standing near the rubble yesterday, Governor Schwarzenegger declared a state of emergency.
We will come together once again as Californians and as neighbors. We will rebuild this town square.
In all, the governor estimates about 4 dozen downtown buildings were damaged in the quake. Many were unreinforced masonry structures that hadn't been retrofitted to meet California's seismic standards. Norma Moy heads the Paso Robles Main Street Association and was in her downtown office when the quake hit. Despite all the destruction, she says she has hope for the future of her town.
The blades of the clock were found, so maybe it's going to be rebuilt. I hope so.
Engineers and building inspectors are continuing to survey the damage. The town's mayor said he couldn't even begin to calculate the economic toll of the quake. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Paso Robles, California.